This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody, it's Wednesday, and we are so excited to begin this day again with you. And we just want to give a shout out to those of you who donate to our ministry to keep our podcast going all over the world in an effort to spread the gospel and lead people to Christ and strengthen relationships with those who already know Him. Without you, we could not do what we're doing, and we say thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you would like to donate and have not thought about it, or if God lays it on your heart, it's real simple. Go to our homepage and look at the top, and you'll see the donate button, and just go there, and it's pretty simple. So thank you. If you are prompted by the Lord to do so, be a part of something that He's doing through this ministry. His power is evident here, and lives are changing, and we're honored and humbled to be a part of it.
That's right. We sure are. And again, I just want to say again, thank you very much for your faithfulness, and thank you for your support.
That's right. Well, we've got a great topic today. It's called Failure. Failure is not a measure of your worth. What it is, it's a chance for you to start again. And this scripture is very important to us because it's about beginning again. It's kind of what we sort of laid the foundation for when God called us to this, and His mercies are new every morning.
They sure are.
So we don't want anybody thinking that they're a failure just because they failed. All it means is, wow, you get to start again.
That's right. And because you know, when you fail, you just have to get back up.
That's right.
And so in Lamentations in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verse 22 through 24 says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him."
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the day, it's all too long ago now. Mm-hmm. I would say, 12 years ago, when I had all my props taken out from underneath me, and all of a sudden it was just me and God, and it was time for me to start over again. And I was scared to death. Scared to death. Mm-hmm. I'd been raised in church my whole life, but never had to really depend on God the way I did, the way I found myself at this particular point in my life when I was going through a divorce and then losing my father 4 years after that. Boy, you talk about a rude awakening. You talk about hello, reality. Mm-hmm. And I did lead a pretty sheltered life. Didn't really had to make any large decisions, important decisions on my own until this particular time in my life. And so I learned a whole lot. And I remember hearing people tell me, you get to start all over again. And I just wanted to hit them. I thought, that's easy for you to say. I'll trade places with you. And my journey began, and no, it wasn't easy. It had lots of twists and turns, but I grew so much during that time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the opportunity, but when it was forced on me to start all over again. And I'm really grateful for that growth. I'm grateful for that time. And those of you who are finding yourself in the same shoes, maybe you lost your job, lost a family member, your marriage is ending, mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be, we don't want you to be fearful. Trust God. Look back on your life for just a little bit and determine what decisions that you made you did not consult God on. What were decisions other people made that you had no control of that affected you? And pray to Him for the courage to just say, I am powerless over this. I'm turning it all over to God. And trust Him again with your life, and be hopeful. Because when you surrender all to Him like that, and it's just the two of you, and you say, mm-hmm. Here I am, God, have your way in my life, it'll be the adventure of your life.
That's right.
And no one can explain it until you're there, as you know, and y'all know who I'm talking to out there. So just try to find peace through God and allow Him to take you by the hand and walk you through this as you start over.
That's right, hon. That's great. You know, and the prophet who said this scripture was named Jeremiah. And he was really, what he was doing, he was pouring out his pain to God. And while he was pouring out his pain, he started reflecting on God's faithfulness. Because to him, you know, he didn't know what could deliver him from this terrible anguish that he was going through. You know, and I can relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but nothing except the mercy of a gracious and the loving God could get him through this anguish. And I remember before I was saved, you know, I there was always a void in me.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know what it was until one day I poured out my heart to Him. I poured out my heart, my pain, my anguish, and I realized that a loving God loved me, and that I was not defined by my failures.
That's right.
Okay. None of us are defined by our failures. It doesn't matter how you fall. It's how you get back up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you got the best thing in the world to help you get back up, and that's Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You know? For me, before all my props were taken out from under me, as I've already mentioned, mm-hmm. before things got difficult, God had given me a vision for my life. In fact, it's the vision that I'm living right now.
Okay.
And I didn't really understand it during that time. I really didn't. But then when everything went awry and it was just me and God, you know what I did? I held on to that vision. Because when I was at the bottom of that pit, that vision was what the light that I saw at the top. Mm-hmm. When you know that saying, there's no light at the end of this tunnel. That was the light.
That's right.
For me. Now, I had to go back and do some soul searching and realize this time I didn't even realize I was doing it. I was living my life for other people, not realizing that I need to be living my life for God.
Yeah.
And that was a defining moment for me. And it was just me and Him. And I made the decision that He was the one I was going to live my life for. Because, first of all, He wasn't going to leave me. And He already died, so He wasn't going to die on me. He'd already done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where my security landed. And I thought that's where I was until I had to start over.
That's right.
Anyway, that vision is what kept me going. And it says in Proverbs, without vision, people perish.
That's right.
And if you're in the middle of starting over, there's a dream that's been in your heart,
mm-hmm.
something that God has put there maybe years and years and years ago, or maybe like He did with me before you went through this. Ask Him to tell you again.
That's right.
Keep referring back to that. Don't let it be your reason, but it can help you. It can give you hope, because what you do is you think, okay, well, all right, this doesn't make any sense to me right now, but I believe this God doesn't lie. And I know that's what He said to me. So I'm gonna trust Him in this and realize that these situations that I was in, the people I was in relationship, obviously are not part of what He's trying to do now. And that made such a difference to me when I realized He was cleaning house.
That's right.
He was cleaning my house, okay? So whatever it is that He laid on your heart, go back to that.
Yeah.
And let that help you put one foot in front of the other. You supply the willingness, God's going to supply the power, and the two of you can walk this out a little bit at a time.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, because of God's mercy and grace, He showed Jeremiah how to overcome his setbacks. But not only did He do that, and he was showing Jeremiah that he's not a failure, He was showing him a new perspective on life. You know what? That's what He shows us when we give our lives to Him.
Mm-hmm.
He tells us, you know, your past does not define you. I define you. I am the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and you are my child. So I'm going to give you a new perspective as long as you give your heart to me.
That's right. And that's the best start ever.
That's right.
Ever.
You know, and there may be some people listening right now to our podcast around the world that have never given your heart to Jesus. There may be some that have years ago and walked away. And there may be some people that are listening that may be in church for a long time, but you've never given your true heart to the Lord. Well, right now, Wednesday is your day.
That's it.
So if you would, pray this prayer with me and know that He's going to give you a new perspective, a new outlook on your life. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I know that You died on the cross. You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new perspective on life. And You say that I ask You to forgive me of my sins. Because of the cross, my sins are forgiven. Lord, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. I need You, Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow.
Yeah. But you know what? If you prayed that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org and let us know that you did so we can pray for you. And also, if you have any prayer requests or, you know, anything you want to comment on, praise reports, we'd love to hear from you.
That's right. And don't forget, remember, failure is not a measure of your worth. What it is, in reality, is a chance for you to start over.
That's right.
Okay? We love you. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again. Rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask You to forgive me of my sins, and my sins are forgiven. Lord, I want to know who I am starting today. I want to discover myself. Thank You for revealing it to me that I am Your child and that You love me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you did pray that prayer of salvation, we would hope and pray that you would email us at info@livingitup.org. And today's Friday, so man, plan on going to a church this weekend. Pray about that. And ask if they have a mentorship or discipleship program so someone can walk with you during this new and exciting walk with Jesus. And hopefully and prayerfully one day you'll be doing the same for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you again, and for everyone who's listening today.
Yeah, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No, Monday.
Oh, I'm sorry, and it is Friday.
Yeah, talk to you on Monday.
Yeah, we'll talk to you on Monday. So, until then, we want you to discover your true self, and while you're doing that, keep living it up.
While beginning again.